Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good Monday morning. Welcome back. Good to be with you. Lots of interesting things going on. And I want to start here. Now, before you manifest, my next statement, well, it's designed to be one that provokes people. You know, when Donald Trump uses that line that he's not a politician, you know, it's absolutely hilarious. It really is. Here is a brilliant stroke of a politician. We have this story that is developing now. I didn't know that there was a second phase, but here we are. Donald Trump talking about the fact there's another tax cut on the way. So the GOP had a chance to cut taxes for the middle class last year. Instead, they went with rich people and corporations. That's the headline in a story reported by Vox, which I think is absolutely hilarious. And remember I told you just a few days ago that, unfortunately, the Republican Party has even conceded they've lost this particular battle, this discussion, this debate about tax cuts. Running on tax cuts apparently isn't working for Republicans. So now the president's promising more of them. More tax cuts. Speaking with reporters in Nevada on Saturday, Trump said he was working on a very major tax cut for middle-income people. He said the White House and congressional leaders are studying very deeply, round the clock, to create another tax cut, not for business at all, that will be announced, guess when? November 1st or sooner. Now, come on. Yeah, hey, Charles is saying, I'll take one. Hey, I'll take one, too. Aren't we all in this category? Yeah, I know some of you are beyond this category of middle class. I'm not criticizing this. I'm saying it's a stroke of genius. And this is a highly political act. Come on, people. You're telling me that this is not the work of a politician right before the election. It's brilliant. Of course it is. Now, this story goes on to say it's not at all clear what Trump is talking about. House Republicans last month quietly passed a tax bill that would extend tax cuts for individuals that under last year's legislation are set to expire in 2025. So far, the Senate has not taken this up. Of course not. And the president seemed to be alluding to some new package they're still hammering out details on. Not the bill that the House GOP already passed, or the broader package they rolled out in September. So we're talking here about another round of cuts. In an interview with Fox Business host Maria Bartiromo, this aired back in July, Trump said he was going to do a phase two of tax cuts probably in October or sooner. It'll be more of a middle class. We did a lot for the middle class, he said, but this will be more aimed at the middle class. He then talked about cutting taxes more for corporations. The 2017 bill cut the corporate rate from 35 down to 21%. One of the things we're thinking about, bringing the 21% down to 20, and then for the most part, the rest of it would go to the middle class. This is a great stimulus, he said. Later in the month, New York Times reported the administration considering a unilateral move that would cut taxes, mainly for rich people, by $100 billion. The White House was contemplating bypassing Congress and attempting to cut capital gains taxes. These are taxes imposed when an investor sells an asset, like stock. That has not gotten very far. So this is pretty interesting, the possibility of another tax cut. Where does this go from here? Is this just talk? Is this just some sort of manipulation of the masses? I'll be very curious. In fact, I'm going to reach out to some members of Congress on this to find out, is there anything that's actually working its way through right now? And where does it stand? Because if this indeed is accomplished, that would be absolutely brilliant. Now, I told you before about this aspect of the story. The GOP has struggled to sell what they did last year, largely abandoning, running on it. This is pretty sad. It really is. According to estimates from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, while most Americans will benefit at least somewhat from the tax cuts already passed, the top fifth earners get 70% of the bill's benefits. The top 1% get 34%. The new tax treatment for pass-through entities, companies organized as sole proprietorships, will mean an estimated $17 billion in tax savings for millionaires. You know how the media loves to play this up. Aren't these the people who are responsible for creating jobs? Yes. Isn't this one of the reasons why, I believe, we're at a place where there are more jobs now chasing people rather than vice versa? So I think it's a good thing what has already been done. But if there's more, there's more icing to put on the cake, I say go for it. What do you think? Love to get your thoughts. And here's another story developing today. And I want to get your thoughts on this as well. I think this is a good thing. There's a report out the Trump administration considering a move to rigidly define gender as unchanging and biologically determined at birth. As you might expect, nothing but outrage and indignation from some groups. Social media users vowing transgender Americans, here's the hashtag, be prepared for this, you're probably seeing this on social media already, hashtag won't be erased. My goodness. New York Times reporting transgender identity could be defined out of existence. Oh my goodness. So they're talking about wiping people out. If the federal government implements a change outlined in the Department of Health and Human Services memo, obtained by the Times. Sex means a person's status is male or female based on immutable biological traits identifiable by or before birth. According to this memo, the sex listed on a person's birth certificate as originally issued shall constitute definitive proof of a person's sex unless rebutted by reliable genetic evidence. The gender definition proposed in the reported memo would essentially lift anti-discrimination protections for transgender individuals and programs that receive federal funds. No comment from Health and Human Services. What do you think about this? Is this a good idea to get rid of this particular designation? Or is this some action of hate? Love to get your thoughts as we begin our Monday broadcast. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, we started off talking about the possibility of another tax cut. Another tax cut, this one aimed at middle class taxpayers. And this new effort, this new initiative from the administration, which could mean no special designation for transgender people. Here's a post from Bernie Sanders. The cruelty and the bigotry of this administration truly has no limit. We should be doing everything we can to protect our transgender brothers and sisters. The New York Times headline, by the way, transgender could be defined out of existence. My goodness. Kirsten Gillibrand, who is one of the names circulating as a possible presidential candidate. The Trump administration once again displays their boundless cruelty by proposing yet another terrible, discriminatory policy. I want all transgender Americans to know we will not let anyone erase you. We see you and we'll fight this. What? erase you? My goodness. This is the stupidity that we get from these people. Gavin Newsom, out in California. The new definition would essentially eradicate federal recognition of the estimated 1.4 million Americans. Nothing less than the outright denial of the very existence of people. This is plain wrong. We cannot stand for it. Isn't this amazing? It's like you're erasing people. You're not erasing somebody. You're just not playing along with what amounts to political manipulation. And they're not really concerned about these people. Chelsea Clinton. Trump administration eyes defining transgender out of existence. At a moment when transgender Americans face high levels of discrimination and violence, outrageous and wrong to lessen protections and attempt to deny equal humanity. My goodness, I think I've heard enough, haven't you? Let's go out to Mooresville. And Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Love your show. I'll try to keep this from being a tirade, but this is my 1 minute to try to right all the wrongs of the world.
Good luck.
Yeah. Well, you know what bothers me for so long is we've focused so much on taxes and class warfare and all this stuff, and everybody's pretending that the deficit and all of the debt doesn't matter. And, you know, and people who want the tax cuts overplay the stimulus, you know, card, et cetera, et cetera. And let's just put it like this. For about the last 40 years, I've said to myself, I would be willing for them to raise my taxes as long as for every $1 they raise my taxes, they cut the deficit by $2, which, of course, means $1 less spending. But, you know, all I can say is people in Washington who claim to be responsible are if we told them that we were that our own personal budget was working in the same way that the federal budget was, they would label us as totally irresponsible and immature. But and the other thing is, I'm not just blaming Washington. I'm blaming 40% Washington and 60% 300 and some million Americans, because the people in Washington are pandering to what they think that we all want. And so, and what do we all want? We want short-sightedness, and we want whatever's best for me at the expense of anybody else, and I don't care.
Well, let me ask you something, Gary. Is the problem here tax cuts, or is it spending?
Well, there you go. Well, you know, it's both. You're never going to get there unless you get control on spending. But see, like when your show opens up, you know, this bipolar thing, everybody's focusing on one or the other. And, you know, it's just a very simplistic and immature approach to it. It's just, I will not run my personal household that way. And in fact, I could get excited about whatever people want to do, including tax increases, if I thought that we were a team as a country and everybody was looking out for the welfare of the financial security of the country rather than just how can I get the biggest tax cuts.
I understand where you're coming from, Gary. Thanks a lot for your call. And I think what Gary is concerned about here is that we've got this short-term mindset. And I'm concerned about this as well. I don't have a concern about tax cuts as much as I do. See, I don't think we have to get rid of tax cuts. I think the problem is we have to put attention on spending cuts. Nobody wants to talk about that. I mean, especially in election year, you think they're going to have that discussion? That's going to go over really well. Let's go out to Gerald. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning. I self-identify as a giraffe, and my wife, Bob, who self-identifies as a school bus, we're very tired of this discrimination by the self-identified other humans against our groups. And I just wish that they would bring all groups together under one big umbrella and stop this mean discrimination against those who self-identify as other than human.
Well, good for you, Gerald. I understand your concern, and we wanted to give you a voice, and we've given that to you. So if you identify as some other species, always feel free to call this program. You're always welcome here. We will not in any way attempt to degrade you or I was about to say dehumanize. You can't dehumanize an animal, can you? So, but I think we get the idea. Let's go out to Hickory and Charlie. Good morning.
Yeah, I want to reverse that hex that those witches put on Judge Kavanaugh this morning.
How do you do that exactly?
I'm going to do it if you'll let me.
Oh, my goodness. Is this fit for air?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Here we go. Witches, witches who cast your spell, ride your broom straight to hell.
Did you stay up all night thinking that one up? You know, it's really scary. I wonder how much of this has gone on over the years. And I know there's the presence of people like this. This is not new, but isn't it amazing how this is out in the open now? People feel perfectly free just to, you know, do this stuff. It's really weird. Very weird. Steve out of Indian Trail, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you. Well, let me tell you what my disappointment is.
Go for it.
Expanding government. When are the Republicans going to say, we're going to cut government? I keep voting for that, but I don't get it. I don't get any satisfaction out of it. So if we're cutting taxes and increasing spending, we got a day of reckoning coming sometime.
Hey, I'm with you. This is one of my big frustrations, Steve. Why do you think this isn't part of the discussion anymore?
Because I think that both parties don't have a backbone, and they're too interested in getting reelected instead of what's right for the country.
Yep, you're absolutely right about that, Steve. Well, hang in there and do not lose hope and faith, because I'm with you. This is something I've been concerned about for quite some time. This is why I say, and I don't hesitate to say this, that much of what the Republicans claim to be, they expose themselves as frauds. They really are. Because this is about for many of these politicians is making sure they secure a spot for themselves. This is about the acquisition of and the maintaining of power. It's not about accomplishing anything. It really isn't. And if you're not paying attention, and if you don't insist on doing anything about these issues that we're discussing now, they will be very content to forget all about them. Let's make sure they remember. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program. By the way, a little reminder, if you've not done it yet, it is probably a good time to go out and vote in North Carolina. Early voting is underway. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on in the broadcast because there's some very important races. One of the challenges, important challenge, is when it comes to these races for judges. I mean, and I think people go through this every time these elections come up, and because there's no partisan identification, we're going to help to work on this issue with you coming up a little bit later on. First, we've got Chris McClain back with us, which must mean we're going to talk about the Carolina Panthers. I my mind is blown. I you know, like so many times, I don't have the opportunity on Sunday afternoons to watch the entire game, but I probably watched 10 minutes. Was all I needed to see of this game.
As long as you saw the right 10 minutes.
And it blew my mind. What the heck was that yesterday?
Yeah, let me tell you. Okay, so here's what you missed. You missed them looking like your local peewee team. And that might be an insult to y'all's children to play peewee football. I got to be honest with you. It was unbelievable. For three quarters,
yep.
Defense forgot the tight end's an eligible receiver. I mean, they didn't cover any of those tight ends. The offense couldn't get out of their own way, but, man, did they turn it on. I think the coaching staff on both sides of the ball adjusted. Cam Newton is, and he said it himself yesterday, he's comfortable in these hurry-up, no-huddle offense situations, which has me begging for them to do that earlier in the game.
Yes.
You know, don't just do it when you're in desperation mode. But I don't want to be that bitter fan that still complains after a win. It was amazing. It was against the defending champs on the road. And Cam also said this afterwards, like, that's the type of win that gives you confidence a lot of fans will remember 2015, the Super Bowl season, when everybody's kind of wondering, okay, they're 4-0 or 5-0, but who have they really beaten? They went on the road. Seattle had them down by two scores. They have two touchdown drives of 80 yards to end the game, and they walk out of Seattle, another crazy place to play,
yep,
with a win. And this one kind of has that feel. And are they playing near their best football? No, they certainly aren't. But there's something to be said, Vince, for having the third best record in your conference and still feeling like we haven't played that complete game yet. You know, there's something to be said for that.
It's pretty amazing. Now, if I remember correctly, and because I kept walking by and seeing the television, other people were watching it.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, 17-0? Yep. Is that correct?
Starting the fourth quarter. They went into the fourth quarter down 17-0, three straight touchdown drives. And the thing is, like, that's amazing enough in its own right,
yes,
right? That they completely flipped the script, started getting aggressive, going with more tempo and pace, and they did that. The defense also, to get those three straight stops, because if you allow Philly to score once,
it's over.
You're not getting there. You know, you needed the perfect storm on both sides of the ball. They came together. Luke Kuechly was unbelievable yesterday. We actually had talked last week about how it's been a good season, but not all the way up to the Luke standards. And Luke standards, oh, by the way, are like one of the best linebackers ever to play the game. And he was that yesterday. He had an amazing game, and it was just – it was a cool win, man. And then the feeling that you know how angry you made those irritable fans in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
Like, that just puts icing on the cake. So it's a good day to be a Panther fan. At some point this week, we'll start focusing, okay, what do they have to do to actually start these games better? Because on the road, they've now started in ugly fashion all three road games. But for now, we'll focus on the fourth quarter, I guess.
What's going on there?
I don't know. I mean, it's a multitude of things. I can't really figure out. I mean, because last week it was turnovers. This week they didn't have one turnover. But this week they allowed Philly to move the ball. They could not get anything going. I do know this. They, again, and this is not their game. It's weird to say this after they just came back from 17 down. They want to be able to run the ball. And McCaffrey only got 8 carries last week, only 7 carries this week. That's not what they want to do. They want to feed him the ball 20, 25 times. So they had to win it, maybe not playing the way they want to win. But, man, Cam was awesome. There's no doubt about it. When you think about it, Vince, how close was he last week? He was 15 yards away last week from having two of these 17-point rallies in back-to-back weeks.
So what's the coach talking about today? What's he likely communicating to the team?
Well, the coaches love this. I hear coaches talk about this all the time. When you get a win, but you still gave them enough stuff to turn on the film and coach players and get on your players about. Like, this will not be a week where there's going to be any complacency, like a game you win 40-0 and you're strutting around at the practice facility all week. These guys, I'm sure it's going to be made clear to them in film sessions today. Look at what you did, everything you did wrong to create that 17-point hole. Let's not do that again. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, where you get the win in the standings, you get the 4-2, you stay a game behind the Saints in the division. But these coaches have a lot of things to work on with these guys, and I just want to see if they play a complete game, how can it look? Because even though they're 4-2, I mean, Cincinnati's probably the closest to a complete game. They still haven't played their best game for 60 minutes yet, you know?
I hear you. So where do things go from here? How does the rest of the season shape up?
Baltimore's got the best defense in the NFL statistically. I mean, so this one's not going to be easy. I do like the fact we get back home where we've won 8 straight games. And I don't know. It ends up with us close to cardiac arrest each week. I mean, these games are unbelievable. It's a cardiac cat's feel all over again.
That's what I posted yesterday.
It really is. They make this hard on us as fans, but when they win those sort of games, like the Gano kick or like this week, it does make it that much sweeter. But they're taking years off our lives. How much gray hair, Vince, is everybody going to have by the end of the season?
I got a few more already just from that game yesterday.
I think I saw a few more come in when I'm just explaining what's happening. I think exactly. You grew a few more.
I'll tell you what, and when I was watching yesterday at that, you know, one of the last plays, when I thought they were about ready to literally throw this away at the end, I'm just thinking, you know, it's my goodness. And do you get the sense that the fans continue to be with the team on this?
Well, I was on Twitter at the end of the third quarter yesterday, and I myself and many other Panther fans may have sounded like we didn't really like this team anymore. We may have said some mean things, Vince. It's kind of like when, you know, we still love you, Panthers, but it's kind of like when you get into an argument with your significant other and maybe you say something you shouldn't, okay? But the Panthers brought us the flowers, and they said, hey, we're not treating you right, fans. The fourth quarter was like you're taking your significant other flowers because they made it up to us. We're forgetting all those horrible thoughts we had in the first three quarters. And I just look back at some of the plays that were amazing. I mean, the crazy thing is, like, even as good as Cam was, and I think he was like 17 to 24, 210 yards during those last three drives, and he had, I think it was like 50 yards passing before that. I mean, it's unbelievable the way they flipped the switch. But the Eagles had us on one of those drives at 4th and 10. Cam had missed three straight completions. He himself admitted, I think he cussed when he described one of his passes he threw right before this.
Yeah.
But he still has that wherewithal when he's pressured, jumping in the air, feet not on the ground, and finds Torrey Smith for a big play on 4th. So even within the comeback, there are times where it looked, you know, started to look bleak. It wasn't every play was perfect. And then you look at the pass interference. It might be the greatest pass interference ever committed. Bradbury got beat. That's not good. And he had a rough day. But at least he has a presence of mind. I got to grab this cat because if Jeffrey catches that ball, that might be the game right there.
Exactly.
And then the defense comes up with a big stand. That's wild. That's one for the ages. That's got to go on the short list of most memorable regular season wins, at
least.
Yeah,
you can say that again.
It's got to.
Absolutely crazy. Chris McClain, Mac Attack, WFNZ, thanks a lot for
coming on the
broadcast.
Thank you so much.
What are your thoughts? Were you watching that game yesterday? Is this something you can continue, especially if you've got a heart condition? Much more as we continue, including a look at the day in history. Stay with us. Back of the Vince Coakley radio program, we spoke of the incredible Carolina Panthers win yesterday. Well, we have another development from a former Carolina Panther, the man who was their wide receiver, Ray Carruth, is a free man now. 19 years he served in prison, leaving the Sampson Correctional Institution this morning after serving his prison sentence for plotting the death of his pregnant girlfriend. He was convicted in 2001 for conspiracy to commit murder, using an instrument with intent to destroy an unborn child, and discharging a firearm into occupied property. The shooting near Carruth's Charlotte home, this happened November 16, 1999. It led to the death of Sharika Adams, Chancellor Lee Adams, Carruth's son. Carruth, according to testimony from the hitman, we learned that Carruth wanted this child dead so he wouldn't have to pay child support. He was born premature. He has cerebral palsy. I've had the opportunity to visit with Chancellor and his grandmother. I'll tell you what, I just absolutely have the utmost appreciation and respect for Ms. Adams. She has just done a wonderful job. And I'll tell you, every time I visited her back during my news reporting days, my gosh, it was one of the most heartbreaking things for me to watch, to see the journey this young man has had to endure. Just as a result of, there's really only one way you can characterize this. It's just pure selfishness. Pure selfishness that drove Ray Carruth to do what he did. He was acquitted of the most serious charge, first-degree murder. He will have to continue serving a probation term related to the conviction. No comments to reporters. He left the prison wearing a knit cap, an unzipped jacket. There was a smattering of applause as Carruth got into a white Chevy Tahoe and was whisked away from the prison. In fact, the tires screeched. One of the things that's been interesting, the comments that he's made to the media in the past. I'm apologizing for the loss of her daughter. That's what Carruth told a television station. I'm apologizing for the impairment of my son. I feel responsible for everything that happened. I just wanted to know that truly I'm sorry for everything. In the interview, Carruth said he'd seek to gain responsibility back for raising Chancellor Lee Adams after his release. Although he wrote to the Charlotte Observer, he would no longer be pursuing a relationship with Chancellor or Sandra Adams. Sharika's mother, who is Ray's chancellor. I promise to leave them be, which I now see is in everyone's best interest, is what he wrote. I remember the story in following this. Carruth fled after the shooting, December 1999. Man, I remember covering this. It's hard to believe. It was so long ago. Found in Tennessee, hiding in the trunk of a car outside of a hotel. Had so much going for him. Native of Sacramento, drafted in the first round by the Panthers, 1997. So much going for him. First team All-American, 1996. And does this not get to the heart of responsibility and self-control? The other personal note about this is I'm reminded of this as well because I remember vividly not only covering this story, but also because my wife happened to be pregnant at the time. And I remember how disturbing it was for us because, if I remember correctly, our sons were due at about the same time. Very disturbing if you are pregnant and you see a story like this. Very disturbing. So I would encourage you to continue to pray for that young man, Chancellor, and pray for Ray. I don't know where his head and his heart are, but hopefully there can be even a redemptive course for him. Nobody's out of reach of grace and redemption. And I hope if it hasn't happened already, that it will. That's my hope. We would love to get your thoughts on all of these events, his release, our Ingalls Advantage talk line number 800-928-1110. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, it is 71307. Just a few items on the text line before we go to break. The trolls are out again. My goodness. You don't have to be a politician to know that move is a smart move in reference to the announcement about tax cuts. Another person saying, and your point is? Simply fighting fire with fire. Are you saying it's time to vote Democratic? Apparently, you have this all figured out, Vince. Time to run for president. This person goes on to complain about listening to this station because of me. My heart bleeds. I understand where Vince is coming from, but I just don't need to hear Trump bashing at all. Did anybody bash? Did you hear any bashing at all? I mean, I'm serious. It just amazes me. The hair trigger of the obsession. I don't get it at all. Much more as we continue our broadcast, getting your thoughts, your perspectives. We'll have updates on what's going on with the elections just a couple of weeks away. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.